Hey guys, happy new month. I play. 2019 is going like that. Imagine. And some people are not married yet. See, don't let me start calling out your names. You know yourself. You know yourself. Just go and marry, please. I want to wear a shirt. I want to carry gele. And I want to slay. I want to do, you know, get makeup, get shoe, get clothes, do a shwebi and everything, and you know, dance on the dance floor and be spread dollars. Oh my god, the feeling. Okay, so this is me saying that 2019 is already going like that. Like, it's already working like that. Today is already June 3rd. Wow. And before you know it, in like how many days time? In 17 days, okay, 27 days time, sorry. June is going to come to an end, and we're going to enter into July, and then we are entering into the second phase of 2019. And so far I've looked at my life and I'm like, I just woke up this morning, I'm like, Eddie, June, what have you done with your life? Oh my god, what have you done? Like, anyways, like I said, growth is not always as quick as we want it to be. If you really know what I think about growth, please go and listen to the episode I recorded before this one, just before this one. The title is Growth. So you're going to understand what I mean when I say that you're not growing at a particular rate that people want you to grow. Doesn't mean that you're not growing. Take your time, flex, learn, relearn, unlearn, you know, do all the things you're supposed to do. Take your time. If you need to read books, read books. If you need to go to conferences, go to conferences. If you need to meet people, meet people. If you need mentorship, then look for a mentor. Just do everything possible to make sure that at every point in life you're growing. I recently discovered that my communication skills are not really as good as I thought. I mean, for a graduate of communications, I thought I'm a badass communicator. Forget it. But really, there's so many things we think we are good at, but believe me, until you're faced with the real challenge, until you're faced with the real world, you don't know. Answering questions in exams and getting 70, getting 80 doesn't really mean you know how to do it until the opportunity to actually prove what you know comes before you. You might not actually know that you know this thing. So I've actually been reading books on improving my communication skills, you know, interpersonal communication, listening more, learning to communicate in the way that I want to communicate without being afraid, you know, relating messages to people that are older than I am, and without being afraid, saying it in a way that is, you know, it's not confronting, but at the same time, both of us, whoever it is that I'm communicating with, we understand each other. So today, actually, I've already talked about growth, so growth is not what I'm going to talk about again. I'm still going to update you guys on what I've learned so far about the books that I've been reading so far, and I'm going to be sharing some of those books with you in case you really want to develop your communication skills. The books are not really that bad, you can get them on. My pastor in church yesterday said something. He said, and it really, really hit me, that most times we ask God for something, and then when He does that thing, we rejoice, you know, we are glad and everything. But there are times that when things happen to us, something that we don't expect, maybe losing a partner, maybe losing someone that is very, very dear to us, losing a job, not getting that very big opportunity, maybe like a promotion that you're expecting, maybe somebody bailing out on you when you needed them the most, or maybe suffering from an internal disease that you know would have taken your life or something, or maybe not being able to pay your school fees, you know, just things that you think that, this thing isn't supposed to happen to me. He said something. He said, when people come to God, when people become born again and then they become Christians, there's a way we envision our lives to be. We want our lives to be problem free, disease free, sickness free, poverty free, and all that. So when we come in like that, and then as Christians, some of these things that we don't expect to happen to us, they begin to happen. We begin to question God, we begin to hate God, we begin to resent God. So, for example, he said something about somebody losing his job or her job, and then you're somebody that when you wake up in the morning, the first thing you do is you praise God, you know, you thank Him for everything. And then after you lose your job, you stop thanking God. He or she stops thanking God. He or she stops, you know, having that personal intimacy with God. And but you still go to church, you know, maybe you're a choir, you're part of the choir, you're an ushering unit, you know, you still go to church as a church member. People still greet you, oh sister, oh brother, bless you, happy Sunday, you look so good, it's so good to see you, the grace of God radiates all around you. Like, you greet people, you laugh, you say, brother, how far now, how was video? I could not come to video, you know, by the time I go back home, I'm very tired. You partake in church activities, like everybody sees you in church. When they say, so we worship you, you worship God in church. But when you get home, there's that loss, that connection that you have with God on a personal level is no longer there. Why? Because you lost your job and you thought, oh, as a child of God, as a Christian, I'm not supposed to lose my job. Okay. And after that, the statement actually touched me, and it made me realize something, that there are times that, and there are times that people have actually offended us as human. It is not possible that no one has offended you. Even though today is the 3rd day in June, somebody has offended you, 1st to 3rd of June. In fact, possibly today, as you are listening to this podcast right now, somebody has offended you in one way or the other. And I was like, okay, there are people that have offended me, and I still talk to them. We still relate. When I see them outside, we still ball, we still shake. And, hey, guy, how far? What's up, babe? How you did? I still see their WhatsApp status, and I'm like, hey, what's up? Oh my God, you look so damn. You look so good. Oh my God, damn. Clothes is nice. Yeah, we still do all that. But deep inside, there is this resentment that I still have for them. Every time I see their WhatsApp status, every time I run into them, they remind me of something. What do they remind me of? They remind me of the fact that they did something to me. There's a way seeing their picture, there's a way seeing their WhatsApp status, there's a way. Anytime I see something related to what they did to me, reminds me of them and reminds me of, please, you guys, sorry about that car. Okay, let's continue. Okay, this way it reminds me of what they did to me. But you know, I still talk to them. I still relate with them. Okay, guys, sorry, there was a bit of noise around, so I had to take a break. Okay, I was saying that, you know, you still feel resentment towards this person. You still feel that they've done you wrong. But when you see them outside, you still relate with them. And it occurred to me that that's actually how my relationship with God has been before. Not now, actually. I've actually grown. But before, there was a time when I was in final year in school. I had a sickness, and the sickness was going to lead to surgery. I've been going through previous things such as inability to pay my school fees. I was having some other financial issues, and just as I was paying my school fees and I was so excited and everything, the doctor's report came in that I was having a sickness that was going to require surgery. And I was still struggling with my final year projects, my semester and everything. Surgery, what? Like I didn't know what to do. Like, I was confused. I'm like, surgery, what do you mean? So surgery, please repeat. So I was like, it's a minor surgery, it's not really something that is going to be too much, you know. Like, wow. Like, I've watched Grey's Anatomy. I didn't watch all the, you know, seasons, but with the ones that I've watched, I know what surgery means. Please, I've never witnessed one in person, but watching it in movies, I know what it means. Come on. So I was scared. I was really scared. So I told my parents, and funny enough, my parents were like, thank God, there's not even something that, and in my mind of mind, I was like, why are these people saying this is not a big deal? So as a believer that I am, as a Christian, I prayed. I really, really prayed. Deep inside, I would still go to church. I would still talk to people. I would go to fellowship. My fellowship people would still laugh at everything. Very few people in my fellowship were always going on there. Very, very few people. And I would still talk to them and everything. In fact, I think just two people knew. Not even very few people. I think just two people knew. Just two people knew what was going on around me. So, you know, I was waiting on God to do something. Like, a friend of mine, she even prayed with me, like, prayed. You know, MFM, they always do power must change hands. So, my hostel is very close to the venue of the program. I would go there, join them and everything, but nothing happened. And I gave up. I actually gave up. I didn't want to have anything to do with God. I didn't want to have anything to do with fellowship or anything. I began to, you know, pull back and all that. And funny enough, I'll still go to church. I'll still go to fellowship, Bible study, prayer meeting, Sunday service. I'll still go. But deep inside, I was still questioning God. In my room, I was still listening to... now that I'm remembering, it's just so funny to me. Like, it's really, really funny to me. Like, I was still listening to songs. I was still listening to Christian songs. I was still listening to Hillsong, you know, worship, you know, and everything. But it was just this part of me that I was really feeling bad about everything. I resented God that time. And I was like, why me? Why is all this happening to me? Or when I graduated and I didn't graduate with the results that I was expecting, and I could not stop crying, and I resented God for a lot of things, especially my final year. Yeah, I resented God for a lot of things because a lot of things actually happened to me in my final year, and I'm like, I kept questioning God, and I'm like, God, these things were not supposed to happen to me. Ah, why were these things happening to me? Some of these things actually affected my grades in school, and I was like, I wasn't supposed to be going through all these things. And my pastor mentioned it yesterday. It just occurred to me that it's actually true. And some things happen when people hurt us, when things don't go the way we want them to go. We already have a plan for our life. It's like we have a blueprint of how our lives should be. We don't want to lose anybody dear to us. We don't want to lose our jobs. We don't want to fall sick. We don't want to have to start begging people to help us. We don't want to have to start, you know, begging people to give us money. Times I look at my life, and I won't lie to you, recently, before Pastor preached about what he preached about yesterday, I was still in a way questioning God in my heart. I still do my morning devotion, I still go to church, I still pray to God, but I still had this part of me that was still questioning God. I was still like, God, these things aren't supposed to happen to me. And then he said something. He said, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. When things like that happen to you, when you lose your job, when something unexpected happens to you, count it all joy. Count it all joy. I was reading it on LinkedIn this morning about a guy that lost his job. He was sacked, actually. And on his way home, he saw people coming for an interview in a hotel. And then even though he didn't apply for the job, he went home to take his CV and then joined them. And then when it was his turn to be interviewed, the interviewer said, you don't have the experience we're looking for. You have any experience in hospitality? And he said, he looked at the interviewer in the face and said, oh yes, you're right. I only have experience in IT and, you know, just IT. And, you know, if you don't give me this job, if you don't give me the opportunity, how will I get job in another hotel? Because they will all keep telling me the same thing you're telling me now, that I don't have experience. So you give me the job. Let me get the experience here. Even if it means me starting from the lowest level here, I will do it. All I need is the experience. And he got the job. And he's been there for, I don't know, but he's been there for a while. And he has been promoted. He started as a waiter. So believe me, you know, that guy could have resented God. He could have gone home, cried his eyes out, questioned God, why did you allow this to happen to me? Or let's say he's not a believer, he's not a Christian, he could have hated the company that sacked him, he could have resented them forever and say bad things about the company, you know, go to Twitter, go to Facebook like some people do, to go and talk about companies that have done them wrong and all that. But he didn't do that. Look at how things turned out for him. You know, at times I feel like we really, okay, I'm talking too much, okay, I feel like at times we really question God. Is good, question when things happen to us. I've seen it on social media a lot of times when people say, if God is really a good God, then why did he allow people to die? Why did he allow that child to die? Why did he allow this to die? But I've come to understand something, that you questioning God, you resenting God, doesn't change God. It doesn't change who he is. It doesn't change anything. It doesn't change what has happened. I think for me, what we should start doing is counting it all joy when all these things happen to us. Seeing that there is a reason for everything. If you lose a job today, if things didn't go your way, if maybe you had expectation and the expectation was not met or somebody hurt you, just let it go. Don't resent them. Thank God for what has happened. Now tell God to let you see the reason for that thing, because it's so easy for us to get so caught up in what has happened that we don't even ask God, God, why did you allow this thing? David lost a child, the first child that Bathsheba actually gave birth to. He fasted and everything, he still lost the child. After the child died, he got up and he ate and he drank and he praised God. After that, Solomon came. Okay, look at the life of Solomon. Solomon is the, in fact, wisest person to have ever lived on earth. No one on earth right now in the past has the level of wisdom that Solomon had. So at times we need to sit down and instead of questioning God, we need to start thanking God. We need to start saying, thank you, this person betrayed me. Thank you, my boyfriend left me. Thank you, that guy didn't end up marrying me. Thank you, that company didn't end up promoting me. Thank you, they made me lose my job. But Lord, I really want you to let me see, why did you allow this to happen? What is it that you want to bring out of this thing? What lesson do you want me to learn out of this thing? There are so many things that have happened to me in my life that I could see the hand of God all over it. I was able to learn a lot of things from it. So as we are about to finish the first phase of 2019 and we are about to enter into the second phase, I want us to hold this. After this podcast, I'm not sure I'm going to do any for the rest of this month because I think I've already exceeded the time. So please, guys, bear with me. But I don't think I'm going to do any podcast again for this month. I might not, but really, I really need to talk about this thing. I really need to emphasize it because I feel like if I don't say it now, I might not really get the opportunity to say it this way anymore. Let us sit down and let us look at everybody that has offended us. If you can have a list, no problem. But look at these people. Look at them. Look at the things that they've done. And I will bet you that you can point out nothing less than 5 lessons at least that you've learned. There are people that have taught me how to be patient. There are people that have taught me not to trust anybody but God. There are people that have taught me that only God will not give up on you. There are people that have taught me that, see, when people say they will do something for you, they will do it. There are people that have taught me that, see, never, ever, 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 ever trust any human with your secret. A lot of things. There are people that, there was something that happened to me recently and I thought it was very bad. I thought I messed up. And a friend told me to talk to God. But after talking to God, I should sit down and think about the things that I've learned from that. Tell you that I could pick nothing less than 5 things that I've learned from it, and one of those things that I learned was that I needed to develop my communication skills. But imagine that thing had not happened to me, I wouldn't have known. I would have just thought, oh, I'm good, my communication skills are bam, like I'm a pro, there's nothing wrong with me, man, you know. But because that thing actually happened, I was able to look back, I was able to see myself in a mirror and say that, okay, there is something that needs to be done. There is something that needs to be put right, just so I can be prepared for that next stage that I'm going into. So please sit down. Whatever it is that you think has happened in your life, whether you think God had anything to do with it or God had nothing to do with it, or humans were the ones that just decided to do it themselves, just please sit down. If that is all you're going to do for the rest of June, please do it. So that as you're entering into July, your eyes are open. You know that these things happened for a reason. These things are not just mistakes. These things are not just things that just happened to make me suffer. Maybe it was a time that you didn't have money and you looked to people, nobody helped you. You cried to God, there was no rain, there was no manna from heaven. But you scaled through. maybe what God is trying to teach you is long suffering. Maybe he's trying to teach you patience. He's trying to teach you perseverance. You know, you're different from someone that did not have money, looked to people, did not get money and everything, but and decided to go and steal. You know, you've learned something from that. There is no way you will now get to, let's say, a particular point in life where you have the opportunity to help people and you won't help them. You know why you help them? Because you've gone through that stage, so you know how it feels. So there are times that you actually need to pass through some things, you need to go through some things, you need to learn some lessons. Because if you don't learn them, you might never ever get to where you're supposed to be. So all I am trying to say is that let's not resent God, let's not resent people. Whatever anybody has done to you, whatsoever they have been doing, everything was trying to teach you something. My pastor made a statement yesterday, I'm trying to remember the statement. He said, let me paraphrase what he said. For everything that happens to you, every negative thing that happens to you, or whether positive or negative, and you allow it to go without you learning from it, that is a good loss. Okay, let me put it this way. For everything that has happened to you, most times you don't really learn from positive things. From every negative thing that has happened to you, and you have refused to learn from it, you have lost the gold. So go back. Look at your life. How many goals have you lost just because you decided to resent God? You decided to resent people instead of you learning from everything that happened. So I'm going to leave you guys. I'm going to leave you to, you know, for the rest of June. This podcast is for the rest of June, so you don't have to listen to it at once. You can listen to it steady, like one after the other, maybe for 5 minutes. But please, just make sure you get every detail of this podcast. Please get every detail of this podcast. Get exactly what I'm trying to say. Like, I don't know why this is really hitting me up. I feel like there are so many burdens, there's so many things we have in our hearts that we need to lay off this June before we enter into July, so that by December 3rd, when you sit down on your blessing board, you're also going to bless him for all those negative things that happened to you, and you're going to thank him for the blessings that's here to learn. So guys, I love you. 2019 is our best year. We are going to do whatever. Okay, we are global, like I always say, we're global now. Okay, I love you guys so much. Thank you so much. Like I said, that's all I have to say. So take care of yourself, drink water, mind your business, forgive people, forgive God, and